Mike DeGuven. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. O beloved, how wonderful it is to taste and see that the Lord is good. How wonderful to know the true and the living God. How wonderful to know that our sins are covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we're on our way to heaven. Oh, beloved, what a privilege to know the truth and to be delivered from the bondage of sin. But there are many, many Christians who have been born again, who are on their way to heaven, but are living miserable, wretched, defeated lives, and do not understand what's going on, and are frustrated, and are distressed, and may even be wondering whether they're really a child of God or not, because of the struggle that's going on in their life. Well, first of all, beloved, I want to ensure that you know that you're saved. You know, there's many people in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ today that are not truly born again. There are those who have gone through some kind of a ceremony or some kind of a ritual, but have never genuinely received Christ into their spirit. And it's of utmost importance that you be certain that you are a child of God. I remember seeing a pastor come forward in a morning service in Springfield, Missouri, and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. He had been through seminary. He had pastored a church for 16 years, but he was lost and on his road to a Christless eternity because he had never been genuinely born again by the Holy Spirit of God. He'd gone through ceremonies, and he felt like that his calling was to preach, and he had preached and had brought messages, but he himself had never had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, it's so important that we know that we're a child of God. And so, again, let me ask you, do you know that you are saved? Now, last time we talked about how that God's Word tells us that we're saved if we have truly put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and have accepted Him as the only begotten Son of God. You remember my telling you an account one time of Blondin, how that history tells us about him stretching a tightrope across Niagara Falls, and how that great crowds of people were gathered to watch him go across that tightrope across the mighty Niagara Falls. He had a wheelbarrow filled with dirt, and he asked the crowd of people on one side, "How many of you believe I can push this wheelbarrow over to the other side?" And everybody wanted to see him do it. And so they all raised their hands, "Yes, I believe you can do it." And so he did. He pushed the wheelbarrow filled with dirt all the way over to the other side, dumped out the dirt, and then he said, "How many of you believe I can put a man in this wheelbarrow and push him over to the other side?" And everybody raised their hand, "Yeah, we believe you can." And he said, "Okay, who'll get in the wheelbarrow?" And everybody's hand came down. They said they believed, but when it came to getting into the wheelbarrow and trusting their life into Blondin's hand, that was a different matter. Now, beloved, that's what it means to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, not to just go through some little ritual and hope that everything's going to be all right. It means that you're going to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and absolutely nothing else for salvation and for eternal life. You're not going to depend on good works. You're not going to depend on baptism. You're not going to depend on power that the church might have. You're going to trust Jesus Christ alone to give you salvation, eternal life. You're not going to depend on any bread that you eat that's supposed to be sacred bread or the fruit of the vine. You're not going to depend on anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way. But, beloved, when you have accepted Christ as your Savior, how wonderful it is to have the assurance of your salvation. And we can be certain about this, beloved. We can be certain that we are a child of God. And that's why we're discussing several different ways that we can know. And remember, we've already read 1 John 5, 11 through 12, and this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And so, beloved, I'd ask you again, do you know that Christ lives in your heart and in your life, that you've received Him as your Savior? Over in the book of Romans, chapter 8, and notice verse 14 through 16, Romans chapter 8, and verse 14 through 16. And this is a very wonderful passage of Scripture. This passage of Scripture reads, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, our Daddy." This personal relationship with God the Father. "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." The Holy Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are a child of God. Beloved, we can know that. My little daughter accepted the Lord as her Savior when she was 2 years old. And we didn't know whether it was genuine or not, but her life reflected the fact that it truly was. Today we ask her, "When did you accept the Lord Jesus?" And she said, "I know I've accepted Him. I don't remember the exact time. I don't remember all that was involved," because she had forgotten being so young. But she said, "I know that I'm a child of God, because God's Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. And there's no question in my mind but what I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ." 1 John chapter 3 and verse 24. Notice what John wrote here. "And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given to us." The Holy Spirit, beloved, bears witness with our spirit that we are a child of God. Notice 1 John chapter 4 and verse 13. "Hereby know we that we dwell in Him," speaking of Christ, "and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit." Oh, beloved, the Holy Spirit of God moves into our spirit at salvation. John chapter 3 and verse 6 states, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh," physical birth, "and that which is born of the Spirit," the Holy Spirit of God, "is spirit," the spiritual part of man. It's the Holy Spirit of God that moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation, to make us a child of God. And so the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are a child of God. He gives us that assurance of our salvation. Another reason we can know that we're a child of God is because of our love for the brethren, our love for other fellow believers. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 9 through 11, we read, "He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes." O beloved, how many there are in the world that are in spiritual darkness. They're wandering around trying to find something that will satisfy the inner hunger of their soul and spirit, even being willing to die for what they believe in, only to discover that they were wrong and to realize as they awake in Hades with the fiery torture that is there, that they were deceived and were blinded. They missed the truth. Oh, beloved, the Lord Jesus is the light of the world. He and He alone can give you life eternal and transform and change your life. Again, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 14. "We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death." Beloved, do you love the brethren? Do you love the children of God? Oh, I've traveled around the United States of America. I've visited many different churches and have always been blessed by every church I go to because of the love of the brethren. The love that is felt, the closeness that I feel with people though I've never met them before, because I sense the love of Christ that's coming from them toward me. Again, in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 10, the latter part of the verse, "In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother." Oh, beloved, that love, that indescribable love of God is hard to explain, but it's wonderful to experience. And in 1 John 4 and verse 7 and 8, "Beloved, let us love one another." Till next time, goodbye.